We've still got a trough sitting through Western Australia, and that's going to spark some further thunderstorms as we move through the weekend, although the majority of those are going to be sitting to the north of Perth. And this low-pressure system is bringing big surf up through the New South Wales, Victorian and Tasmanian coast. It's also keeping temperatures very cold through Tasmania, driving showers into Gippsland in Victoria. And that low-pressure system will only slowly move away from the coast tomorrow. And for Queensland, generally dry conditions through the southern and central parts, most of the inland. The bulk of the showers and thunderstorms are going to be about the far northern tropics. For New South Wales, dangerous surf along the coastal fringe should be mostly dry and sunny. The area more likely to see an isolated shower or two will be about the far south of the south coast. And Victoria also looking mostly dry. A very isolated shower about central and western districts. More likely though through eastern Gippsland. But even there, we're not expecting overly significant falls. We will see rain across the east of Tasmania. Now that includes Hobart. Elsewhere it should be generally dry, and Hobart likely to be the wettest of the capital cities tomorrow. And for South Australia, generally clear, dry and sunny conditions. If we see any showers about the southern coast, they'll be very light and very isolated, so mostly dry forecast. Similar story through southern districts of Western Australia. It's only about a 20 to 30% chance of a thunderstorm for Perth. They're more likely further north, a bit more widespread across the northern parts of WA and into the northwest districts of the Territory.